This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Rahimi and Harris live at Wrigleyville Dogs on Clark, brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be.
It's Rahimi, Harris, and Brody on The Score.
Bears.
What the heck?
Yeah, I get
Bears.
Thank you, sir.
We did a lot of bear talk today.
Yeah.
But now it is time for baby bears again.
Goodness. The cubs. The cubbies is what she's talking about.
Oh, yep. She had that picture.
Not those little bitty baby bears.
You just about had it with those little baby bears.
I know.
The baby bear was adorable.
The baby bear was adorable. Look, no one's arguing about cubs. Everybody loves cubs around here. I'm looking in the parking lot. I see a lot of cubs fans out here.
And plus, like a couple Reds fans. Just
a couple Reds fans. Okay. Looking good.
You got a Joe Morgan jersey out here?
Yeah,
about classic.
That's pretty cool.
Remember Baez, Maddox.
Remember this, Joe Morgan? Remember this? Did the little thing? Yeah, it was elbow. Yeah.
Chris Bryant jersey in my purview.
Really?
We love that.
Where's the KB?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a Sacramento A's t-shirt? Wow.
Wow.
That's a choice.
That's a little too hipster, sir.
It is very hipster. A little bit too hipster. It's very anti-establishment.
It's like the Montreal Expos hats. Well, they used to be hipster. Not too many people have the Montreal Expos
hats.
It's not cool anymore.
It's anti-establishment because they don't want to be known as that. So that's kind of clever to have that shirt.
Yeah, that's the point.
I love that.
Can you spell anti-establishmentarianism?
Yes, because all it is a bunch of prefixes and suffixes.
That's like we were talking about spelling bees earlier. That's like the hardest.
Anti-establishmentarianism? No, it's just the longest word.
Yeah, that's it. That's the longest word, right. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a bunch of prefixes and suffixes.
What a great, this is we're the place to be. I love it.
Because they've been waiting for weeks for there to be enough sun out to be like, it's in the 70s and we could see 80s on Monday and Tuesday. And they have been waiting for this moment.
Oh yeah. We want to actually call out sick because, it's going to be 87 on Monday. So we're going to call out and the illness is 87 degrees.
What days are you working next week on the shift?
Yeah, I am working.
You can also be out
question.
With us.
I think Monday and Wednesday. Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know. We might just, the thing is we get out at 2:30. We might just have to enjoy the afternoon sun.
Yeah, I think that's
that sounds so not greedy. That sounds so not us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, are we? I don't know. Our plan might be foiled by ourselves.
Foiled again.
Yes.
We're all
me.
Working this weekend.
By the way,
too.
In case you didn't get the lineup earlier, because we are getting ready for a
Ian
big.
Ian Happ is not in center.
Yeah, Ian Happ's leading off. He's gonna play left field. Kyle Tucker, the two hole, playing right. Seiya Suzuki's DHing. We've got Carson Kelly batting cleanup because there's a lefty on the mound, Andrew Abbott.
Don't
for
need
Cincinnati.
To explain Carson Kelly hitting cleanup, man.
Well
Pete Crow Armstrong should be batting cleanup on a standard day. Instead, he'll bat fifth. Dansby Swanson, sixth, playing shortstop. Nico Horner, Manning, second base, and batting seventh. Justin Turner gets the start at first base against the lefty. He'll bat eighth. And Matt Shaw, trying to be the best nine-hole hitter that ever hit.
Being the best he can be. We mentioned we do have some Craig Counsell and also apparently an update on what's going on as far as the Saturday TBD situation with the starting pitching. Let's listen in.
We're continually to try to just add depth and incrementally upgrade, and I think we're going through a stretch of the season right now where I think left-handers are going to help against this team, against the next team we play, the Nationals. So just trying to put together the best, you know, roster we can every day.
Ben Brown, expecting to pitch tomorrow.
Yeah, we may use an opener tomorrow. We'll see how the game goes today. So that's the story. But, yeah, Ben will be involved.
Is it specifically regarding something you see with the Reds and Ben Brown, or is it just how Ben's been performing?
I think, you know, we're trying to win the game. The best way to win the game, we think, is to consider an opener tomorrow, depending on who's available. So, you know, we'll look at that. That's kind of how the decision gets made. I think there's things Ben can do better. I think, when you use an opener for a starter, you're trying to make trying to get a better solution in the first inning, and then you're trying to probably get a better solution kind of as, you know, you get to the back end of the appearance. The hitter's, you know, whatever, 19 to 25 or something like that, and make that job a little easier too.
As far as Ben goes, is it more about honing his two pitches or adding the third one to be more
efficient? Yeah, I mean, look, there's number of ways to improve. I don't think you always get to – you kind of work at all of them, but I don't think you get to pick – which one, sometimes you don't get to pick which one's going to be the one that the path you go on, right? So, yeah, I mean, I think the changeup is obviously a place that can get some outs and can keep hitters a little more less certain. I think, you know, execution can be a little sharper. I think, you know, I mean, the last game's a good example. The first inning, he gave away the first 10 pitches of the game, essentially. And there's two guys on base, and you know, you got a tough inning ahead of you. They do have some good at bats, and you're giving up two runs, or end up giving four, but two probably that you didn't have to, at least one that you didn't have to. There's a number of things that I think every guy is trying to improve on, but those are some examples for Ben.
I know you're constantly evaluating your team, but is this kind of like you'll be keeping an eye on Ben Brown's spot? Like in the rotation, is this something that's going to be immediately evaluated, start to start, outing to outing?
No. I mean, I've been – I don't –
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Not necessarily.
He's in the rotation going forward. It's kind of the expectation, or
that's the expectation. Yes.
Yeah. But could the opener thing be a thing for him specifically going forward, more than just?
Yeah, I think it could be a thing for somebody from other guys too. Yeah.
He said it was like he's been working on his first inning and maybe too amped up or something? Do you see anything different?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always easy when starters come out and if they're not having success in the first inning, and I think the first inning is, you know, you're gonna the hardest innings for a starter are gonna be the first inning and the sixth or the seventh, right? Those, I think that makes sense, and that's what we always see. The first inning, really, because it's the inning you haven't been on the mound in competition for 5 days. You're facing probably the top hitters in their lineup, and it requires you to kind of lock in immediately against the other team's best hitters, right? So it's a normal thing, and I think you tend to examine routine a little bit when you struggle with it, and that's an easier place. Frankly, it's an easier place to make some tweaks than maybe adding a changeup, right? It's just a little easier to think about some adjustments there. So I think it's a place that we've spent some time with some focus and try to probably just do something different to because I think it warrants doing something a little different.
That was Craig Counsell. Okay, we got a little bit of partially snarky Craig Counsell when he points out that the opener scenario is an option for all of his starting pitchers.
Right. Asked if Ben Brown is an option. Yeah, he'd be an option, as would other pitchers be an option.
No, I think that was very specifically detailed to both Ben Brown and Cade Horton, to be honest. And also, to his point, this man's had issues in the first innings all year long. If you go back, he's got a 9.90 ERA in the first inning of games. We saw what happened the last time out, could not find the strike zone. And even before that, the only game they lost in the one series to the Marlins is when he gave up runs to the Marlins in the first inning. You can't have it. If we're talking about a standard, it needs to be set. And I think Craig Counsell is being very direct about what his standard is.
Yeah, and those runs to the Marlins in the first were back-to-back long balls, which you can't do either. Like, if you can't serve it up and have people turn on it and have them touch them all, that's for sure. But either way, I think Craig was being a little sarcastic.
Well, he was, and I will say this to Marshall's point and to Counsell's point, if he's going to use Ben Brown differently. And by the way, I love that we're at the point in the season, and we should be at the point in the season where it's about winning every single game. They are not just going to throw Ben Brown out there and continue to let him develop or find his way. It's not good enough anymore. You are in a winning mode as the Chicago Cubs, and things will be managed differently. So I love that we are at that point. But back to Ben Brown either being an opener or being a reliever, even in that Marlins game that you mentioned, where the Cubs, that wild game where the Cubs ended up losing to the Marlins 8-7, and Ben Brown was bad in the beginning of the game and bad towards the end of the game, and then the middle, he was really good. He still had 8 strikeouts and 0 walks in a game in which he was bad. That screams reliever or opener or anything other than starter at this point.
I agree.
Because he can get strikeouts, right? Yeah, you put him in for an inning.
He throws strikes. What's the best pitch to hit? A strike.
You could strike
What's
out the side with
you
that
do?
Guy.
A strike. So either you're turning on it because you've seen a mistake or you've seen it just, I think, travel over more of the zone than you wanted to if you're throwing it, but not if you're hitting it. And that's the approach right now. Regardless, we're still waiting to see what's happening tomorrow.
Yes, TBA tomorrow. So, and it is, it sounded like to me, Marshall, I don't know, I hear bullpen day tomorrow.
No. I hear opener and then he goes. That's what I hear.
Who goes?
Brown.
Ben Brown goes?
Here's what I think we need to key in on. Is Chris Flexen used today? Because I wonder if he ends up being a part of that combo. If
like
that's
a piggyback?
Tomorrow.
Wow. He was so good in his role the other night, the night in which you guys sang the stretch against Colorado.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it doesn't mean you can't use him in an opener role or even in a starting role after the first couple innings. But, I mean, almost feel like that's a guy like you got to use throughout the game in your own specific scenarios.
You got the three, right? You have Pomeranz, Keller, and Flexen, all of whom know how to start a game.
Those are good options.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.